Let's begin with taking a deep breath, a long out breath. Signify the body that we're here, the mind that we have arrived. Finding our breath, finding our bodies, feeling comfortable in our sitting posture as we are in this beautiful, crisp autumn morning, Germany. But the time and the light of now, don't really care what names we will give it. And the bamboo leaves in the window, do as much as they can to be fully alive, regardless. Who is looking at them? What she or he is feeling, thinking, knowing, where they came from, what is their nationality. So we have in this group people that came from so many different paths. German, Israel, Kyrgyzstan, Italy, Poland, England. Beautiful. And very quickly we dive underneath identities to meet this aliveness that we are. It doesn't need a name and a description and a role. Even gender is extra. So in this stage of the retreat, we are welcome to open up more and more to the aliveness that is inside of us and the aliveness that is outside of us. And maybe even noticing the inside and outside are just descriptions of something that maybe doesn't have these borders at all. What is the difference between inside and outside? The air that we breathe right now, we take it in from the outside and is now in our lungs. Now it belongs to us because it's in our body. And a moment later, it leaves the body, joins the air, the big space, and ceases to be us. And again, we take another breath. And maybe this time, this air, this tiny little molecules, or some of them, were just previously in somebody else's lungs and body. What makes it mine? What is the meaning of borders in that sense? So when we take a closer look at what we call ourselves or others or the world or life. Some insights can be revealed to us. And the Buddha was talking about insights that are liberating, that are freeing the mind and that are freeing the heart. And one of them has a strong connection to the way in which we identify with ourselves. This is who we think we are. And all the survival mechanisms that goes along with it. The sound of the wild geese right now. High in the clear blue air. Like in the poem of Mary Oliver. Is the sound ours? Are we separated from the sound? Where is the sound happening? Is it in the ear? Or the bird? Or somewhere in between? We open up more and more, inviting our awareness to welcome sounds. And especially here, it's so quiet. But maybe finally we can hear some other sounds that are more gentle, more subtle, more quiet. Allow sound to come to you. See how it appears and disappears. It pops up out of the blue and melts back again, giving birth to other sounds to be known. And we can rest with interest and openness, and the willingness to receive sounds. See the impersonal nature of the sound. It comes, we don't know when, how strong, what it's going to be like. It stays for some time, we have no clue how long it's going to stay. We don't command it. It doesn't obey. And then it goes away, changes. And see how it strikes a chord in you, as if you are a musical instrument. And every sound has a footprint on your being. Some sounds you really like, they're very pleasant to your ear. And you can find your being is lingering after that which is pleasant. We want more. Are the sounds maybe unpleasant, maybe triggers some kind of views and ideas and opinions. Somebody's coughing, somebody's sneezing, somebody's moving. We don't like it. Just watch the inner movement of your instrument that you are. The running after and the pushing away. It's a good start just to notice how we are resonating. And then another layer would be the depth in which certain sounds carry for us. We don't even know or can't even say in words, but maybe there's this strange beauty. To this meeting, ear, sound, consciousness. Can we really know sound to its end? Can we sit patiently like the indigenous we once were? And receive sound as if it was a precious guest. Not looking for anything specific. Not wanting this guest to wear something else or behave in a different way or go away or stay. But with the help of the relationship to sound, we teach ourselves something that is far greater. What is it that we can understand and intuit from this meeting with sounds? You might want to notice how sounds are born out of silence and melt back into it. And maybe, if you wish, you can tune in to silence, which is not obstructed by sounds, even if sounds are there. Silence is also there. And maybe like this big, clear, blue sky hanging over us like a canopy. And the birds are passing through it, leaving no trace. Allow sound to move through you in that way, leaving no trace. just in the same way, just with sound. Also thoughts. What is a thought? How long does it last? Where is it coming from? Can we feel the impact of a thought on us? Some of them are heavy, some are light. Just like clouds in the sky. Some are slow and dark. Others just linger, the end of our awareness, half known, half unknown. Do you have any command on the thought? Can you predict what would be the thought in 2.5 minutes, just like sound? Do you know the root? And how about what the imprint of the thought would be on you? Do you see any connection between the thought that is now happening in your mind and an emotion that may or may not be there? Who is producing thoughts, and why this thought right now? Is it a junk thought? Or a thought that can pave the way into liberating insight? Have you had this thought before? Or is it entirely new? First time it's born. Can you sit in the midst of your lives receiving thoughts, just like with sound? Or maybe it feels too personal. What is the difference between a thought and a sound? What makes thought feel more I, mine, than a sound? So resting with this unpredictability, staying open, receptive, awake, interested. And maybe if you wish, you can rest back into that which knows thoughts. Into that which knows sound. Maybe it's called Zeige, witness, Zeugen. Yeah. Witness, witnessing. Let the thought come, let them go. Not just noticing the content, but the whole structure. What is it made of? How does it feel? Let let it dance, let them dance, their little dance. On stage of awareness. And you, the audience, simply knowing. Are you lost in a thought right now? Or is there still some kind of place in you that knows thought and is not entangled with it? sitting in the midst of you, in the midst of your life, allowing sounds and thoughts to come to you and leave. Stay in the knowing, that which knows sound, that which knows thought. Let them come, let them go, leaving no trace. right now, what is it that stands between you and your freedom? Do you notice the spaces between sounds? The spaces between thoughts? And what happens to you in those spaces? Allow yourself to feel the sound all the way through.